This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Impeachment is upon us, and now they're saying they're mulling over a swap of Bolton for Biden, like it's a prisoner swap. Bolton for Biden testimony. So the Senate now has to negotiate if they want Biden? Kind of like what the House did, right, where they said, hey, listen, why don't you guys tell us who you want during the House Intelligence Committee or the Judiciary Committee? Who do you guys want, President Trump? Said no Democrat ever. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. The impeachment thing has blown up in the face of the Democrats. The shrapnel has hit them. They are blind. They've been deafened. They are bleeding out, and they don't seem to realize it. KJRadio.com or TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. It's a sad thing to not know that you've been mortally wounded. It's kind of like these people that get killed by the subway in New York, you know, they get, what happens is they get pushed and they get spun in the subway. And so what happens is their body is twisted off. They're dead. And they don't move the subway until they get the next of kin. I don't got to know if you guys have ever heard of this, but this is true. Look it up. It's not me making this up. And so they'll go get your next of kin so you can say your goodbyes. Because once that train is moved, you're dead. You're technically dead. The blood is just staying, circulating through whatever system that it has. But at the end of the day, I mean, you got minutes to live, and they try to get your next of kin. They try to get them on the phone. You're lucid. In many cases, you don't even feel it because your body, the nerves have been severed. I want you to understand the metaphor that I'm giving you is exactly what's happened to the Democrats. They are dead. They've been twisted around at the body, spinal cord broken. No medical procedure can save them. Dr. Spock's not going to put that healing hand over them. And they don't realize it. Because they're still talking, and the guy at the subway platform's going, hey, buddy, sorry, dude, you know, anybody you want us to call, you know, what do you want us to do? So, anyway, toast. And that's where the Democrats are. They have no case. They want the Senate to now make a case for them. They believe that they can negotiate witnesses. They don't have any power whatsoever. 53-47. Even if we got a bunch of rhinos like Murkowski and Collins and Romney, we still lead the Senate because they got R's after their name, even though it stands for rhino. And so they fought over rules. Hey, listen, we want extra time so we can filibuster. Fine, you can have it. But if I don't know what McConnell's going to do. Who knows? It's a farce of a trial. And I'm telling you, I'm reading Adam Schiff when he comes on, post his own videos on his Twitter feed and on a site that is dominated by leftists. You want to know what the feedback is? Can't wait to see you in prison. When did you think you were president? How do you feel like you can do this to the president of the United States? How do you feel like you can do it to anybody? The comments are so negative, I'm actually shocked at times that he bothers to post them. And folks, yeah, there's a couple of people that cheer him. Overwhelmingly, I'm not talking 20%. I'm talking well over 50% are negative comments telling Schiff, you've overstepped your boundaries. You are a disgrace. Now, I mean, it's all me. No, I'm kidding. I do send him tweets, though. I send him stuff and call him the butt munch that he is. I tell him he and his cronies and all the people that tried this coup will one day be in prison. I know people don't believe me. I don't know who's going to prison, but I know there will be Democrats going to prison. Some of them are going to go this year. Here's what you have to understand about the pressure of what these guys are going through. There comes a point where it builds and you can no longer stand it. You're done. The Democrats have reached that point. Once the whistleblowers come and people start, you know, getting under the fire, the same fire that they put Manafort. I want you to understand, Manafort wasn't guilty. Michael Flynn, General Flynn wasn't guilty. Papadopoulos wasn't guilty. These people were tricked into doing the things that they did. You know what the other side has going against them? They're guilty. Strzok is guilty. Page is guilty. Brennan, Clapper, Carlin, McCabe, Obama, Comey, Holder, all of them. They're all guilty. They made their declaration. He will never be president. Shoot. The fix is in. The insurance policies are in place. It won't happen. And it did. And then it got really ugly. Because the cover-up had to start. And I'm going to tell you something. When you have an organization that big, there is no way to cover it up. The only thing you can hope and pray for is that everybody keeps their mouth shut. And they've been able to do that because under threat of death. But they don't control the apparatus the way they used to. Oh, they got your money. They still got a little bit of control. They still got their deep state swamp rats and their spies working. But you know what Donald Trump is? He's not dumb. You're going to say he's smart, right? You thought he was going to say it the other way. Donald Trump has finally figured out the biggest impediment to my success, not that it's anything's going to impede, are the people that supposedly love this country. Doesn't matter how good I do, they want me. They want to take me down. You're seeing a change in his rhetoric. He's Donald Trump, I heard him say this. He says, I couldn't have predicted how much hatred there, he didn't say it this way, but I'm paraphrasing, how much hatred there is for me, how much vitriol there is for me because I won. And it doesn't matter, I mean, effectively he was saying, it doesn't matter how good I do, the other side wants me gone because I'm messing up their power base. Now I want you to understand, a dude with his prowess, with his ability, knowing what the game is about, what do you think's going to happen? It's about to get ugly up in here. It's going to get ugly. And here's what I can guarantee you. You can take this to the bank. You can mortgage the house on it. You can put the kids up. Not for adoption. Donald Trump has zero fear of what the outcome is. He's ready for it. And oh boy, when the bow breaks, oh glory, John Durham's coming up.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Yeah. CNN was begging him to run for president of the United States, and now he's going to jail. I mean, the hypocrisy of these people.
They were drafting Michael Avenatti to run.
And you've got to realize they help us, because it's all negative all the time, and there's a lot of really incredible things that are happening in this country, right? You see them every single day. Great trade deals being signed. You see the trade deal with China. You see USMCA that just got signed. I mean, all these different things that are happening. Our economy's the best it's ever been. Unemployment's the lowest it's ever been. Wages are screaming up. I mean, for the first time in a decade, so many great things are happening. So they tune into this, and they see through the media for the first time. And it's actually, I think, one of those things my father's going to go down for, is letting people see through the BS of media that has been spoon-fed to America for so long that no one's really ever questioned before. And now they're questioning it, and they don't buy it, and they're going to get him reelected, Jesse.
I was Eric Trump talking about his dad, President Trump. Eric doesn't get as much press as Don Jr., but sharp guy. Let me tell you, boy, apples don't fall too far from the trees. Donald Trump's got a lot to be proud of with those kids. A lot of us, we struggle with our children. We do. We have, you know, I mean, these kids are rallying around dad. I know many conservatives, including myself, your kids can give you pure grief. My kids are bright. My oldest son is one of the smartest people you'll meet. He's a jerk. He knows. He admits it. He knows it. His personality is such, you can't be around him wrong. He's always the smartest guy in the room, and generally he is, but he lets you know it. The Trump boys may be brilliant. Ivanka, I tell you, I've been around Ivanka. I've seen the work that she does. It is amazing. Her husband, they are subdued in what they accomplish, but boy, they are really good. I don't like everything Ivanka does either. I'm not kidding you. I don't. Many of her policies are kind of, you know, they're light. They're rhino-ish. But where she works her butt off. And she can at least give you a rational reason why she's doing what she does. The leftists can't do that. Pure leftists. Amazing woman, married to a really good guy, Jared Kushner. I'm talking about in terms of getting things. I don't know what the relationship is. I'm not getting all up in the Kool-Aid. I'm just saying to watch them work is amazing. Criminal justice reform and what Jared Kushner did is spectacular. Don't know where else to put it. Anyway, that was Eric Trump. He says, my dad's got trade deals. He's got the economy, unemployment, wages, so many great things. And what he's left you with, the legacy of Donald Trump, is you now see through clear, crystal vision what the media is doing. We were all, let me tell you, my wake-up call happened with Clarence Thomas, Justice Clarence Thomas, who said to me, I stopped watching the media in 1987, paying attention. And I went, come on, Justice Thomas, I don't believe. He goes, I did. He goes, Kevin, I have not watched a newscast, nothing in 1987. I don't read the paper. I don't listen to any media. When I left, I was convinced. He does not. It's amazing. Donald Trump, while they're trying to impeach him on his record, and let me put it to you this way. Let's just say for the sake of discussion that Donald Trump had done what they said that he did, which would still be so minor, it's laughable. Because every president's done something similar. But let's say that he did it and it was egregious. You would think that the Democrats would go, you know, it's pretty egregious and we all agree. But doggone it, this guy, he's really knocking it out of the park. I don't think he's going to do it again. Let's just censure him and let's just, you know, let him do what he does and let's get behind him. You would think they'd say that. I'm going to tell you, I could put a lot of stuff aside if Barack Obama had accomplished what Donald Trump had. I would go, you know what? I even said before, I don't care where the dude was born. I get there are some purists out there. Kevin, we got to honor the Constitution. Okay, great. I don't care where he was born. If you said to me, Donald Trump, we found reports that Donald Trump was born in, you know, other than the United States, and it was similar circumstances. I'll get it out. Similar circumstances to Barack Obama. I'd say, you know what? No harm, no foul. I'm just glad the dude's on our side. Don't worry about it. Not them. Not these Dems. Anyway, the president spoke on his economy while he was in Davos.
Since my election, America has gained over 7 million jobs. Just last week alone, the United States concluded two extraordinary trade deals. The agreement with China and the United States, Mexico, Canada agreement. As a result of our efforts, investment is pouring into our country. We've regained our stride. Rediscovered our spirit and reawakened the powerful machinery of American enterprise. America is thriving. America is flourishing. And yes, America is winning again like never before.
How does it feel to be a winner? I know how it feels. I've been a winner my whole life. Yeah. Doesn't mean you don't lose. Winners lose a lot. They lose a lot early on. They don't like the feeling, and then they overcome it. That's what winners do. That's what I pride myself on doing. I don't like losing. I can lose, and I'm a gracious loser, but I don't like it. I prepare against it. And Donald Trump, boy, what a prepper. I mean, this dude prepped for this job. Go back and look at his clips. He prepped for this job. uniquely put there. Look, I don't know whether you're a Christ follower like me. Very flawed, by the way. Don't know whether you are. But let me tell you something. This dude is being guided by the good Lord. And I believe the good Lord guides everything. But I'm saying there's some special attention being given to Donald Trump. And everything they try, I can't describe to you how when God has kind of touched you, it doesn't matter what people do against you, man. As the old saying goes, with God on my side, who can be against me? They asked Trump about potential opponents, and I want to let you hear what the president had to say.
If there is a second term, do you have a preference for an opponent? I came up with the three B's, Biden, Bernie, and Bloomberg.
All very different. Yeah, Vinnie Mike is spending a lot of money. It's got no chance. But he's got a tremendous, he used to be a friend of mine until I ran for politics. And then he went a little off. You should see some of the nice things he said about me before I ran. I like the nicest. But he had a deal with Hillary Clinton that he was going to become Secretary of State. It was very simple. People know that. And it wasn't going to happen. It was going to go to Terry McAuliffe. I mean, so they were playing with Michael. And it's too bad, but he's spending a fortune. He's making a lot of broadcasters wealthy, and he's getting nowhere. His ratings are terrible. You look at his numbers. I don't know if Joe's going to limp across the line, but I watched him. I watched him speaking. He can't put together a sentence, but it could be him, and it could be Crazy Bernie. I don't know who it's going to be. Whoever it is, I'm ready.
Sound like a guy that's worried to you? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. President Trump on Mini Mike Bloomberg. Biden might be limping across the line, or it could be Crazy Bernie. But let me tell you what, I'm not worried. Whoever it is, I'll be ready. We're going to beat him. Not a guy that sounds like he's going to lose. Not a guy that is seemed to be worried about impeachment. Democrats should be afraid of that.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says the last thing the United States needs is for the political left to exploit this crisis to achieve other goals they've wanted for a very long time.
This cannot be about ideological transformation. It needs to be about what will actually work
for the American people.
The senator also calling for folks to come together during this very difficult time. President Trump on his way to Phoenix, Arizona to tour a facility that's making N95 masks. Before leaving, the president speaking with reporters saying these lockdowns have been very tough on a lot of people.
You know, if they held people any longer with the shutdowns, and you're going to lose people that way too, and you already have, I'm sure. But between drug abuse and, I mean, they say suicide, a lot of different things.
You're listening to USA Radio News. An Amazon VP has resigned over working conditions for the employees. USA Radio Network's John Hunt explains.
An Amazon executive has said he quit his job at the online retail giant to protest the firing of employees who spoke up about the conditions inside the company's warehouses and its record on climate change. Tim Bray, a vice president, wrote in a blog post that he left his job last week in dismay after Amazon fired several workers who publicly criticized the company. He said the firings were evidence of a vein of toxicity running through the company's culture. Amazon, which is based in Seattle, has declined comment.
Consumer debt is now over $14 trillion. The New York Fed Reserve says the $14.3 trillion figure is through March, and that's a new record high. It's also a jump of just over 1% from last quarter. There is some good news, as there was a $34 billion drop in credit card balances. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Elizabeth Warren was recently asked if it was okay for a candidate to lie. And she hemmed and hawed and, well, have you seen that commercial with Pinocchio? I love it. I think it's Geico. He's a motivational speaker. He says, you have the ability to be whatever you want to be. And his nose grows and goes, you could be something. You could be amazing. His nose keeps growing. He goes, oh, boy. That is one of the funniest commercials. Oh, my gosh. So funny. Because, you know, here's a motivational speaker that doesn't know what he's doing, and he ain't motivating, and he's lying to people. And every time he, wouldn't you like to see the politicians' ears get red or something? Something noticeable every time they lied? Wouldn't that be something? Donald Trump would have the whitest ears on the planet, and Barack Obama's ears would have been on fire. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you guys are here. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. Call me for any reason you want. 844-551-8255. There are many of you who can vouch for this. I will take your message, and I'll call you back. I'll call you back. I'll say, hey, got your message, didn't talk about it on the air. Do you want to talk about it on the air? Do you want to talk about it? Now I had a guy, is this really Kevin Jackson? Yeah. Yeah, you called about this issue. Let's chat, man. Had a good conversation. By the way, he didn't agree with me. I had one guy, I called him, yeah, hey, you said I didn't have the guts to call, whatever, I'm calling you. He lights into me, please. I come over the top of this dude so hard, he can't, he's like, and you know what happened at the end of that conversation? I represented my district. Yeah, suddenly, this guy's backing down. Oh, okay, well, you know, yeah. You know why he backed down? One, because he knows I'm not afraid. I can argue my point. And two, I know how to argue my point. I'm armed with information and data. Yeah. Anyway, I would love to know when these politicians are lying or when they're telling the truth. But here's the answer. If it's a Democrat, they're lying. I don't mean to try to make it sound so trite. Oh, I'm not trying to be funny. If it's a Democrat, they are lying to you. Their policies don't work, nor do they care. They are not there about policy. They are there because they are professional politicians playing a game. And it's funny, I get asked all the time, Kevin, why don't you run for office? I don't want to be in the game in that way. I choose to be in the game a different way. But what I am doing right now is I'm learning how the game works. That's what you're doing. Where are you in your evolution of learning where the game, how the game is played? Let me tell you, you are way ahead of where you were a decade ago. I guarantee it. And not because, time passes and everything's better. No, it's because you studied. It's because you started paying attention. It's because you realized what I said earlier in the broadcast when I was quoting a gentleman who Richard Nixon gave an award to. His name is Raymond Moley. And Nixon said he was a very thoughtful guy, and he was, but Moley said, politics is not something to avoid, abolish, or destroy. It is a condition like the atmosphere we breathe. It is like the air that we breathe, he says. It is something to live with, to influence if we wish, and to control if we can. We must master its ways, or we shall be mastered by those who do. That is a quote from Raymond Moley, one of the most brilliant minds, a guy who understood how to bring this thoughtful concepts to politics, to influence people. And there are people doing it to you right now. And 5-10 years ago, they got away with murder. Literally got away with murder. So now we get to hear all the lies. The truth, the Democrats wouldn't know truth if it came up and kicked them square in the face. They just ignore it. And your job is to make sure that they see the light. The pimp slap them. Psst. What? What'd I do? You didn't bring me my money. But we just keep walking. It's like so what? You're stupid. I'm just going to keep on along my merry way. You know what I do? I stop and confront stupidity. I was a reporter. We were at a rally, and he asked a lady why she got involved in something, why she didn't get involved in something in the last 10 years ago. Why did he pick that number? Why didn't you do this 10 years ago? Well, hey, why not 2 years ago? Why sued for 10? Why not 20 years ago? What a stupid question. And I said it to him. So anyway, his boss came and tweeted, called me, I don't know, something like a blowhard or a rabble rouser or whatever. And then I tweeted back to his boss, yeah, figures you'd come on to protect the dude who asked such a stupid question. You probably gave him the list of questions to ask. So we get into a Twitter battle where I send him, trying to look for a cushion for his butt because he got it kicked. It's just crazy to me how these people. Here's a woman I described earlier. Her name is Sharon. She's fighting against sex trafficking. She's adopted 3 children who have AIDS. Why? I'm talking, these are African kids. Because they were sex trafficked. And this guy's got the... Why didn't you get involved 10 years ago? Let me ask you this, reporter. How involved are you? How involved are you? Are you glad that somebody's making a difference? I mean, here's the interesting thing. He couldn't even find the empathy to say, this is a woman who's done something. 2 years ago, she adopts these kids. Why didn't you do it 10 years ago? Why haven't you done it? See, there are people that talk and there are people that do. Thank the Lord. Thank God he gave me a servant's heart, and I'm a person that does. If there's paper in the middle of the floor in the airport, do you know I will stop and pick it up and throw it away? And here's what's funny about it. I'm compelled internally to do it. Sometimes I do it and I say to myself, Kevin, walk by. Just walk by the paper. But I don't. I don't. Anyway, what I want to talk about is these liars, these disingenuous people and what they want to create. The New York Times says, we endorsed Klobuchar and Warren for president. Now, last time I checked, That's not an endorsement. That is a non-endorsement. An endorsement says, we firmly stand behind this person for these reasons. But when you analyze what they said, it gets even crazier. Yeah. They believe a woman apparently can beat Trump this time. Why not just throw, what's her name? Tulsi Gabbard. Throw Gabbard in for shiggles. Because at least you carry out, at least you would be blatantly saying, we don't think a man can beat Trump. Let's try another woman. It praised Warren, their reason, as a gifted storyteller. And Klobuchar as, quote, the very definition of Midwestern charisma and grit. When mentioning another frontrunner, former Vice President Joe Biden, the Times acknowledged, quote, his years of experience, but also noted his age, 77, and desire and occasional gaffes. It's time for him to pass the torch to a new generation of political leaders, the paper said. The paper mentioned Senator Bernie Sanders, age 78, serious concerns about his health, and noted his unwillingness to compromise. The paper raised another of the front runners, 38, Pete Buttigieg, former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, is likely to have a bright political future. They changed their approach to presidential endorsements this year, airing footage of candidate interviews and details about the endorsement process on a special edition, blah, 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 blah. It's not an endorsement. It's, I don't even know what to call it. And by the way, Elizabeth Warren is a gifted storyteller. Boy, they got that one right. Hey, she's so gifted, nobody believes her, anything she says. She is a liar. Caught in multiple lies. I can't wait. She's not going to get the Democrat nomination. But if she did, I couldn't wait for Trump to get to him and start talking about her lies. Give me your person. I will tell you how the Trump campaign is going to destroy them. And this is what vexes the left to such a degree. They have been promoting the liars, the scam artists, the scoundrels, and trying to sell them as good for us, like they did Barack Obama. And the only difference is, you now know, because you've been training.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats do not want to tell you the truth. They don't want the secret exposed. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. If Democrats tell you the truth about Donald Trump, there will be no more Democrats. See, Trump is not a real Republican. I don't mean that in a detracting way. He's apolitical. He had to run under a title. He was going to run under Trump, the Trump banner. And had he run as a third party, you would have a Democrat president right now because he would have sucked so many votes from the Republicans. It was pathetic. So we are fortunate that he decided to put the R behind his name, but he really doesn't care. He is a pragmatist. He's what I am. I don't care about your political party. My only affiliation for Republicans is the fact that their history
shows more care about black people than the Democrats. And it's, there's not even an argument there. If anybody wants to debate me, Kevin Jackson, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Send me a note. Get a hold of me on Facebook, Twitter, at Kevin Jackson TBS. Not Kevin, at Kevin Jackson TBS. Or on Facebook, The Black Sphere. I'm happy to debate you. It's a silly argument because you, please Google it first before you contact me, because I don't really want to kick your butt that bad. It's just too easy. So you've got a man who is doing so much in so many areas. And let me tell you what's bad for us as conservatives. We don't have the time to relish in the good things that he does. It's like a comedian that keeps you laughing, and you're laughing so hard that you can't hear the next joke. And he doesn't slow his pace down because he's got the rhythm. The rhythm of the comedy. Can you feel the rhythm of the comedy? Feel that the word is on your mind. You can leave it up. Anyway, he's got the rhythm. Feel the beat? What? I feel like Gloria Stefan. That's Gloria Stefan, right? Yeah. I'm mixing DeBarge, which is a black band for you white folks out there, and Gloria Stefan. Come on, baby, do that conga. No, feel the rhythm of the beat getting stronger, right? The rhythm. A comedian gets his rhythm. He's got timing. He's delivering. And bam, 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 bam. And you just laugh. Oh, my God. That's so funny. And then another big audience, the next section of the audience catches their breath and overhears this, that. And you go from a show like that and you go, oh, they caught about a third of it because I was laughing so hard. That's what happened in my last comedy show. I'm not lying. We did a comedy show. Me, Tim Wilkins, Brad Stein, Tim Young and Evan Sayet, and we had them. I mean, they were dying. People said it was the funniest comedy show they've heard, but they couldn't hear. And the reason why I know, because when I wasn't on stage, I went out in the audience and I was hearing these guys do a set, and I was dying. And then I was like, what did he just say? What did he just say? I was, oh my God. Trump is winning so much, we can't catch up. Trade deal with China. USMCA, which is a trade deal with Mexico and Canada. He's already negotiated a trade deal with Japan and South Korea that's bringing money in. Where is Iran? Are we in World War III? I'm just curious. Can somebody tell a brother, are we in World War III yet? No. Did the economy shut down like the Democrats said? Oh, it didn't? No. Stock market's what? Over 29,000? Anybody think we can top 30? Is there any doubt in your mind that we could get to 30? Because let me tell you, under Obama, if you had said, I wonder if the stock market can get to 30,000, people would have looked at you and said, Negro, please. Don't even start. He can't buy his way into that. Trump had to shore up Obama's anemic market, the one that had $10 trillion printed. For it, he had to shore that up in order to build this economy. You think Barack Obama would want to take back those words about bringing manufacturing jobs and how big the GDP can grow? You think the left is going to admit that Barack Obama missed those things? Do you think they're gonna admit that Trump really did save Kerry?
Oh, he didn't save as many jobs as he said he did. It wasn't 1,000 jobs. It was only 600 jobs, or it was only 800 jobs.
Really? How many did Barack Obama save? They got an excuse for everything. Now, the New York Times. Here's a mea culpa you probably didn't think would happen. They admitted. One reason the U.S. successfully stared down the Iranian regime was that Trump's renewed economic sanctions made the cost of war for Iran too high to bear. Now, there's an Iranian legislator that says, I'll give you $3 million if you kill President Trump. That's a man looking for a death wish. Yeah. That may play well with the mullahs and what have you, but it doesn't play well with the populace. Donald Trump crippled the economy. By the way, somebody, I'm not going to say who, but he has a radio show, and it has his name in it, .com. He predicted this. He said this.
Iran's, this is what they titled this article, Iran's grim economy limits its willingness to confront the U.S. Crippling sanctions imposed by the Trump administration have severed Iran's access to international markets, decimating the economy, which is now contracting at an alarming 9.5% annual rate. This is according to the International Monetary Fund. Oil exports were effectively zero in December, according to Oxford Economics, as the sanction has prevented sales, even though smugglers have transported unknown volumes. Well, let me ask you this. How much oil can you smuggle? You can't keister oil. You can keister diamonds. And you may even keister a little gold. But it's really difficult to keister oil. They go on. The bleak economy appears to be tempering the willingness of Iran to escalate hostilities with the U.S. Its leaders, cognizant that war could profoundly worsen national fortunes. In recent months, public anger over joblessness, economic anxiety, and corruption has emerged as potentially existential threats to Iran's hardline regime. Where do you think that comes from? Folks, this is the New York Times having to do a mea culpa. Let me give you some more. Inflation is running at nearly 40%, assailing consumers with sharply rising prices for food and other basic necessities. More than one in four young Iranians is jobless, with college graduates especially short of work. I told you guys, a friend of mine told me about a market that was looking for a cook or a dishwasher or something, and X number of people applied, but the number of them that had PhDs was shocking. PhDs looking for dishwasher jobs at a restaurant. Just telling you, folks. Moreover, Europe and the United Nations could also join the U.S. in reimposing their sanctions in the near future. You want to know where that pressure is coming from, people? Donald Trump. Some fear that hardliners within the regime could see war as a potential way to stimulate the economy, the Times notes. However, a full and direct confrontation with the U.S. would likely weaken the currency and exacerbate inflation while menacing what remains of national industry. It could also threaten a run on domestic banks, the Times notes. They're letting you know. And they're trying to soft shoe it. Oh, it could do this. It could do. Let me tell you what. When Trump bombed Soleimani, do you think he hadn't looked at the options? It was funny to hear Buttigieg.
Well, it's okay to kill a terrorist, but you need to have a plan. And it doesn't really seem that you have a plan.
And I said, you know what Donald Trump's plan was enacted from day one? I'm going to decimate their economy. I'm going to undo all the crap that Barack Obama did. I'm going to weaken them, and I'm going to use the U.S. economy to do it. What did I say would be Donald Trump's number one weapon of war? My producers know the answer to this, and y'all, they can't even look at me. They're looking with me with pride right now, going, yep, he did. Because I said, Donald Trump doesn't want to go to war with weapons. He wants to go to war with our economy. And that is why he wants it strong. And that is why when he goes to Davos and anywhere else, he says, you know what? We got one heck of an economy. And it's the best. And we're bringing people over. And you're going to want that American dollar. And you know what? Make your profit. Make a product. Go make your country great because we want to do business with you. But guess what? America's open for business. They said Trump has left the regime with a set of impossible choices. Risk war, damage the domestic economy further, leading to destabilizing protests, or yield to U.S. demand, saving your economy but showing that the regime can be defeated. That's your choice.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.